The governor of Oregon is fed up with weak federal response to armed interlopers. This is a Black Talk Radio news report from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Apparently, the governor of Oregon is fed up with the armed protesters illegally occupying a national wildlife refuge and causing fear among the local residents. The group seems to be led by Ammon Bundy, who lives in Texas and is one of the sons of the racist Cliven Bundy. The Bundy boys and those who have aligned themselves with them want people to believe that they are doing this for all Americans and that everyone should support them. No, they are not doing anything for the freedom and liberty of all the people in America but for themselves. If they were about freedom and liberty for all, they would support the anti-police state protests all across the country that pop up whenever an unarmed Black person is executed in the streets by cops. They will be pointing out to everyone that slavery through prisons is a billion-dollar enterprise in the United States, and they will be armed in occupying the buildings housing the headquarters of the private prison companies. They want to pretend like they are patriots, but they are nothing but the descendants of the European immigrants who were given millions of acres of free land by the federal government in the 1800s at the expense of the American Indians. And these people have the same mindset as their forefathers who came here without a pot to piss in and benefited from a country built with enslaved African labor and prison labor on stolen land. In fact, one of those tribes says the land in dispute in Oregon belongs to them. However, Governor Kate Brown said at a news conference on Wednesday that federal officials must move quickly to end the occupation and hold all of the wrongdoers accountable. Why is the Oregon governor not responding by calling out the National Guard like the governor of Missouri did to unarmed protesters in Ferguson? Is it because it is on stolen land managed by the federal government that she won't do anything to confront these people who have invaded her state? Is she abdicating her responsibility to the citizens of Oregon who have continued to express that they don't want these armed hooligans anywhere near their communities? Let us be truthful. We should thank those Texas Yahoos for helping to highlight once again just how racist the federal government, the states, and local governments are when it comes to non-white people demanding their human rights be respected and the white settler class who are demanding more free stuff from the government at the expense of everyone else. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report. Support the production of independent Black media by making a donation to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.